Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And a good friend of ours we haven't talked to in a long time is going to be on the program this evening. We're going to talk about a topic that we haven't talked about in a long time, and that is just exactly when do we start getting off the backs of overweight and, if you will, fat people and just let them be who they are. That's coming up later on tonight on The Phil Henry Show. Don't forget to visit our website, philhenryshow.com. You can pick up a copy of the Best of The Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. Just click on and have at it, baby. $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. These are kids who have left home for a lot of pretty good reasons, actually. But once they get out here, they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know whether they want to be Regis Philbin. They don't know whether they want to just... And maybe they wake up and realize that they are Regis Philbin, and then that's a whole other problem. The point is, these kids are lost. Regis Philbin used to be one of them. My friend's place helps these kids get off the street, give them some job training, some counseling, some medical testing and counseling, some medical services, a place where they can take a shower, for crying out loud, a place where they can sit down and rest their weary bones and maybe make a phone call and try to turn their lives around. That's what they do at my friend's place, and they've been doing it since 1988. Started in the trunk of a car. So give them a hand, all right? And buy the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, $23.50, and you can get it on our website, philhenryshow.com. And while at the Phil Henry Show website, check it out. See if it's any good. I frankly don't know. 1-800, excuse me. God, just a little tiny bit of this cold left. I got a whole bag of these cough drops. It's a little tiny bit of the cold still hanging on. Just a little bit of the cold is lingering, you know. And, I got home last night, and one of the kids had his nose, you know, he's stuffed up, and he couldn't breathe or anything. I'm sitting on the computer. I realize, is it 12:30 at night, and one of the kids is walking around? Because there's school tomorrow, right? Marie says, no, he's got a stuffed up nose. You know, so she's opening windows, and she's doing all the holistic thing, and that's just all well and good. I said, I'm going out and getting them Sudafed. And the poor guy is like, I can't freaking breathe over here. What does it do? And she's, you know, Maria was giving him like hot baths and trying to do some sort of holistic deal. Like, in other words, non-medicinal. I said, get out of here. The kid needs medicine. I'm going out to get it now. So everything is closed except a mobile snack shop up at the corner. And I walk up there and I go, have you got any? And there's a lady in there about 413 years old. And she's walking, you know, God rest her soul. She's a nice lady, but like one hip is higher than the other. And I said, have you got any decongestant or any Sudafed or anything? Eh? Have you got any decongestant? Sudafed. Have you? I don't know what the hell. Can you hear me? I don't know what the hell. Well, go over there and get me some Sudafed or right over there on the wall.
Where?
Right there on the wall above the Tylenol, I think I see.
So where?
Over on the wall. Can I keep? See, it's one of those joints that's locked up. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, I can't get in. Do I look like I'm going to hold a joint up? Well, I guess maybe I do. Yeah, let me in, okay? I ain't going to hold nobody up. I just want to get in there and get the Sudafed. Is it the station across from the what? The promenade? No. No, it was down further down Westlake Boulevard. So, you know, and everything's locked up tighter than a drum. And I understand. It's, you know what, man, safety first. I don't blame them. So, but the, you know, the other side of that is you're forced to stand there and can I get the, you know,
I don't know what you mean. What do you want to drink the water thing?
Just get the Sudafed, will you? So they didn't have any bottles of it. They had little packets, individual packets with two pills apiece. I don't know what did I spend. I said, well, give me six of them, I guess. Give me, how much are they? And, you know, it was like $2 or something. It was relatively inexpensive, so I went out. I got this stuff, laid it on Nick, and he was out like a light within a half hour. I said, sometimes medicine's where it's at, you know. And the holistic revolution in this country, I'm one of the great supporters of it. I believe, you know, hey, go do what you know, eat tree bark, whatever we got to do, man. I'm totally down with that. But when it comes to like an acute problem, man, there's nothing like a big, fat shot of penicillin. How about trying to holistically cure yourself of gonorrhea? Oh, do you have gonorrhea? You know what's good for that. Loganberry tea. If you soak it Don't drink it, for Christ's sake. Put it in it. What are you doing with... Oh, I'm drinking the Loganberry tea. No. You make a salve out of it. You soak... No, I think I have gonorrhea. I've got to go to a doctor, okay? No, do you know what you should do? What do you have? What do I have? Yeah. I have leprosy, if it's all, you know, any of your business. You know, bell peppers on your crotch. It does a world of good, and I have leprosy. I understand that. What is the hand? Oh, I'm sorry, your hand fell off. Well, let's try the other one. Put some bell peppers over. First, saute them in a get out of here. Ooh, that looks nasty. What's that? Amputated right leg. Do you know what you should do? Put some, yeah, I got it, Loganberry tea. I'll soak the stump in it. It's very holistic. No, nobody's that goofy, huh? My wife ain't that goofy. I'm exaggerating, okay? But I'm very much, I'm totally into that. I mean, I don't like to take aspirin. I get headaches when I eat chocolate, right? I have a allergy to chocolate, so I get these raging headaches. And I try not to take aspirin. I try not to go medicinal. I try to, like, do shoulder rubs and scalp massages, whatever the hell. I get. Screw it, man. In a half hour, I am downing bottles of Advil. Just bottles of this stuff. Do you know what you should try for that brain tumor? Seriously, before you have surgery, try Wheaties. Have you tried skim milk? I'm serious. So anyway, that's our house. That was our house last night. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Instead of a scalp massage, a scalpel massage? That's good. This is... Oh, a scalp massage, you meant to say, but you wrote scalpel massage, which was funnier, Craig. So anyway. I got it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line from back at home in Santa Monica. You're in New York?
New York, Phil, is the place to be, I think, in this country. There is so much to do, and there is so much to see, and it's a playground, yes, but it's also a cultural stopping point for our country. I really had a great time.
Did you go with your husband?
Yeah, Frank was with me, our oldest boy. Tom was with us, but we left the two little ones back home because we really felt it was going to be a whirlwind weekend. So we wanted to, move as quickly as we could. You know, you can't do that with young people.
All right, so you were at the, and I know that I read your column this morning. Margaret Gray is a syndicated national columnist for about 130 different newspapers. In fact, you've got more newspapers than I got radio stations, Margaret, but hopefully that'll change.
Well, I think that the more radio stations you get, the more newspapers I get. We should all have the access that we need to get out. And the wonderful show you do, Phil, the wonderfully informative show that you do. I'm very, very happy to be a part of it.
Thank you. Now, you were at the Westminster Kennel Club show. This is a dog show, right?
Yes, Phil. It's 156 breeds, 2,600 dogs. A variety of different trials and a variety of different show points that they run the animals through. And I want to say something right now, Phil, by the way, before we get a little bit too far into this, because I was there and I was looking for a man who I really, really admired and have admired down through the years. I found out, Phil, that Walter Fletcher is dead. He was in his 90s. And
I'm sorry, who is he?
Well, Walter Fletcher was the writer for the New York Times that covered the Westminster Kennel Club dog show for over 60 years.
And oh, so he was a venerable guy in the in those circles, huh?
Absolutely, Phil. And it was very, very bittersweet for me to... You didn't hear... You don't know who he is, right? Are you, but you're kidding around?
No, I'm seriously, Margaret. I've never heard of Walter Fletcher.
Well, they did a wonderful, wonderful write-up for him in the New York Times. He was, for the New York Times, the dog show correspondent. I thought his reporting was crisp. I thought it was even-handed. And it was bittersweet for me to be there and not to be able to at least talk to Walter. He was a very, very sweet man.
Well, we certainly acknowledge the passing of that man, and anybody that can stay with a newspaper for, you know, anybody that can stay with any job for over 60 years.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's something to be commended.
Isn't that wonderful? From 1927 to 1976, he was the dog show writer, and then he did a lot of different things for the New York Times, and then he exclusively donated his time until 1995. Let me get to the point, though, Phil.
What about the Westminster Kennel Club show? What can you tell us about it?
I thought the competition, Phil, this year at Madison Square Garden was very crisp. There wasn't a false note in the afternoon. 15,000 people, Phil, were in Madison Square Garden yesterday afternoon for the final competitions. The winner was a beautiful Springer Spaniel named Samantha, handled by Kelly Fitzgerald. I thought the afternoon, Phil, went off rather well, but there are some things, and keep in mind, this is my first Westminster Kennel Club show. There were some things that one observes that are noticeable, I think, to any experienced reporter. Even at a dog show, there might be some hint of behavior that you know you want to point out, Phil.
Now, you're a novice to this, and you're a novice to dog show writing, okay?
Yes, I am a novice to dog show writing, but I know animals. I also am a pet owner, and I know what I think is appropriate behavior, and I know what I think is aberrant behavior or unusual behavior. Now, I was walking through the kennel area and the holding area. This is where the animals are kept and kenneled and caged before the final competition, Phil. I saw behavior that was a little bit disquieting.
You saw behavior that was disquieting?
Yes. Phil, to me, I think an animal is, yes, he's a pet, but he's also an individual. I don't understand a lot of the behavior that I saw, and I thought some of it needed to be pointed out, I don't know, either to the organizers of the event.
What can you tell us what some of this was?
Well, you're looking at people. You know, I saw one woman sticking her lips out and kissing the mouth of the animal that she was with. She was kissing the mouth of a Great Dane. And
in what way?
Well, she's sticking her lips out and going, you sweet little thing, and moo, and planted a kiss on the beast's mouth. I saw people who were talking, Phil. Now, get a load of this. They were talking to their dogs. There was a woman there with a beagle, and she's saying things, I'm sorry you lost, and here's a cookie. Really the most strange behavior. I heard some guy, and here is the thing. I mentioned this to Bob Elliott, who was also there with me. I was very offended when I heard one of the handlers there say, and I wrote the comment down, my bitch's side movements, et cetera, et cetera. My bitch's side movements were good. My bitch does this.
Well, wait a minute. Was this a guy? This was a dog show?
This was one of the owners, yes, Phil.
And he was saying, my bitch, the bitch, if you will.
Phil, hold on for a minute. He was saying, I wrote it down, my bitch's side movements were phenomenal. And
yeah, but hold on for a minute. The word bitch in a dog show is, that's what they call a female dog.
Phil, women do not appreciate the term any more than black people appreciate the term nigger. And I'm whispering it because I don't want to be offensive, but I...
Wait a second. I'm not talking about an appellation applied to a woman. I'm talking about... You're at a dog show, okay? And...
Yes, I'm at a dog show. And the word, while it may be applicable in times gone by, I think it's passed us by. I think the time has come. I don't want to hear it, and I certainly don't want my daughter to hear it.
But at a dog show, that is the language of professional dog handlers and people who enter these shows. The Westminster Dog Show is one of the biggest in the world.
Phil, I know all about it. I was there. I'm saying I don't appreciate listening to the B-I-T-C-H. B-I-T-C-H this, B-I-T-C-H that. And to me, it is...
But that is what they say at dog shows.
Well, I found the entire evening a little disquieting on that note. Now, African Americans don't want to hear N-I-G-G-E-R any more than a woman wants to hear B-I-T-C-H. And the way they're handling the dogs, Phil, they're pushing the lips of the dog up. They check the animal's body in a very, very invasive manner. I don't think that it shows any respect for the animal. And the people themselves are strange. As they sit there going, did you want to have a cookie? And did you want to have a cookie? And all of this nonsense. So while the Westminster Dog Show is an exciting event, 15,000 people enjoying something that, Phil, goes back almost 100 years. And
yes, it's a long and venerable event.
Yeah, but the behind the scenes, the kissing of the animals, the talking to them, this kind of behavior and this kind of exhibition is so strange. And I think people need to know this about these dog people hugging and grabbing the animal and... I can tell you something, Phil, that...
Is any of this, when you say grabbing the animal, is any of this part of the competition?
Oh, I don't know, but they're grabbing the animal's testicles in a very invasive way. I overheard a conversation. One woman was saying that she sleeps with her dogs while her husband sleeps in the next room. Jesus Christ. When you hear...
Please, the language, okay?
Phil, I'm sorry. But when you hear something like that, and then you hear my B-I-T-C-H did this, and my B-I-T-C-H did that, and I wanted to go up to him and say, do you want to say the N-I-G-G-E-R, or is it the B-I-T-C-H? I really think...
Okay, you're making a comparison to a word that I don't want to hear anymore, all right? You're using the N-word, would you please?
I don't want to use it, Phil, any more than I want to hear B-I-T-C-H. But
you're at a dog show, you're going to hear it. Hold on for just a second, all right? Does she get that? Does she understand at a dog show the word bitch is about dogs? All right, Margaret Gray on the line with us. She was at the Westminster Dog Show in New York the last couple of days. She's going to talk more with us about it at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What are you doing with that volume there, man? Don't be riding them levels, brother. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, syndicated columnist, nationally syndicated in about 130 different papers, was covering the Westminster Dog Show. Is this the first time that you've been at a dog show?
Yes, Phil. It was the very first time. And again, Walter Fletcher passed on, and any of us who followed the Westminster Dog Show followed Walter's dispatches. It was interesting for me. It was very interesting for me because, yes, I have pets of my own, but I observed behavior that I thought was a little strange, that's all, and it might be a byproduct of how these individuals behave at dog shows and the like.
Well, you're saying that people who go to dog shows are a little different.
It must be. It must be, because when you see them doing the kissy lips and the... And the all of that really, really weird stuff. And then the bitch this and the bitch that, to my way of thinking, I think it's a little tough for the rest of us.
All right, let's go to some phone calls, because you have not been around dog owning or breeding. And
I feel I have pets of my own.
All right, but I mean, the dog show thing is a whole different thing. Let's go to Glens Falls on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, are you a dog owner, sir?
Yeah, yes, I am.
All right, go ahead.
And I just think her comments are totally unfounded and off the wall. I mean,
well,
incredibly stuffed shirt and narrow-minded. I've been around dogs all my life, as a young child and up through adulthood, and I find myself speaking in those tones to my dogs, and I don't see myself as being some unusual person. It's just an affinity and affection you develop for for the pets in your home, and in terms of the application of the word bitch, I agree with you completely. That's a technical term in dog training nomenclature, and I don't see where it's the least bit offensive, and she should get off her high horse
a little
bit.
Well, wait a second. What is this? I'm telling you that I saw people going, baby, and kissing the animal, all right? And do you know what I'm saying? And giving it cookies and hugging it, this sort of thing. What are you talking about?
All I'm telling you is, from my perspective, I don't find that to be offensive or unusual. I mean,
you do
people
that.
Develop very close relationships with their pets, and, you know, I don't see where that's, you know, a lot of people tell you a pet in their home is like a member of the family.
So, in other words, you do that.
I don't know that I kiss my dog on the mouth, but I do talk in those terms. I give them treats for good behavior, you know, and...
well, all right, I will tell you,
I find that he responds back also, and dogs are not dumb animals. They're very capable of affection, and they feel it when you give it to them, and thing for a family.
Okay, I want to jump in here.
Overreacting and...
Yeah, I want to jump in for a second. Margaret, you said you're a pet owner.
Yes, Phil.
What pets?
We have three cats, and I will tell you that no self-respecting cat would allow itself to be groped or grabbed, and this nonsense. So I think there's something wrong. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. And this gentleman says the bitch is okay.
The word...
In the context of a dog show,
right.
When you're talking about people who are experts in dog breeding and dog training, that is a technical term that's being applied. And I think you ought to just get off your political correct high horse.
Well, no, but you're not a woman, so you don't know how we hear that. It's the same as if you were an American African.
It's like calling a stud a horse. And, that can be maybe viewed as an offensive male term in horse breeding. And I'm not bothered by that.
It's not a man alive.
That's just a term that's applied.
But there's not a man alive that wouldn't want to be called stud. That's just my, personal opinion.
I told you I think you're overreacting,
yeah.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah, okay, sir.
I
think it's a good call, sir. I thank you very much. And I think the gentleman, we're talking about a technical term. And
Phil, technical, schmechnical, we're talking about a term that has been offensive. And there are a great many American, African people who don't want to hear...
Don't use that word again, please, okay?
But you know what I'm saying.
Don't use the word again, all right?
But we can say bitch all we want, is that it?
We're talking about a dog show.
B-I-T-C-H is degrading to women.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to go to a female on the line here then, because that's the only way we're going to solve the problem. Salt Lake City, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I'm a woman, and I think this lady needs to get a life.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry if you find it offensive. What goes on at those dog shows? Don't go. Don't watch.
I'm a reporter. I have
to go. I know you're a reporter, and I don't have much respect for you. I've listened to you before.
Well, I'll tell you this.
But
I've been to the dog show.
You're talking about them grabbing and invading these animals.
The invasive nature of
the
grabbing.
Yeah, right. They are looking for perfection. When they grab the private parts of a male dog, if half the testicle is gone, that dog is out.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think that you have to regulate everything?
Ma'am, I have three cats.
Oh, no. I have two cats, two dogs, two birds, two
you
ferrets.
You think a cat would sit still for that? No. You know why? Because
you want
dogs
a bet?
Are so stupid.
You want a bet?
A cat would not sit still.
Go to a cat show, ma'am.
Go try grabbing a cat's testicles.
I can do it. Come here, Snickers. I can do it.
Come here,
cat
Snickers.
Right
now, who is Snickers? The cat or
is my cat?
Or is it four-legged or two-legged?
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
I'm joking.
It just shows your class.
No, I'm
but
making
anyway,
a joke.
But anyway, I'm just saying that you need to leave these people alone.
This is a dog show, and
the word bit.
Well, what do you think of the bitch?
The fifth word, it means a female dog.
Oh, my God.
Get a
if
life,
you are
lady.
Not offended by bitch, I question your line of work. What do you do for a living?
It's none of your business what I do for
I
a
see.
Line of work.
Well,
you know what?
Very revealing.
Ma'am?
Yes?
If I was a black, I would be insulted that you were comparing
absolutely.
Me to the word bitch.
Excuse me, but I think you know the word bitch is offensive to women all over the world.
Oh, I'm a woman, and I'm not offended. I'm very, very confident that
How would you feel if Phil Henry said, let's go to the bitch in Salt Lake City?
I'd laugh. Have a little humor. For goodness sake.
You know, I really feel
this
sorry.
I feel sorry
for the fact that
you get so uptight.
As women,
we
need to stand together.
Oh, we need to have a little humor. I love being a woman.
I do, too, and I'm glad you're a woman, but I think as women, we need to stand together and not allow the B-I-T-C-H.
You're at a dog show. It's a dog. It's like saying, you know, remember years ago when they had that controversy over the word, now here, I'll say it, Margaret, the word niggardly, it was in Washington.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait a second. The guy said it because it's a word that means selfish or stingy.
Yes.
And people didn't know the meaning of it, so they took it the wrong way.
You just said nigger, didn't you?
Oh.
Will you quit with the whispering?
You are unbelievable.
I'm unbelievable.
You must live in a little glass house.
I'm saying that as a woman, I will not allow... Well, you've heard my point of view. What do you think about these dog owners that are going and talking to the animal?
I think you need to get a life. These animals love to be talked to.
Oh, really? And what language do they speak? English or Spanish?
It isn't the words, ma'am.
The tone of the voice. Yeah, that can be a comforting tone.
The tone of the voice.
Mr. Henry, do you talk to animals?
I talk to our cat, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come here, evil.
I talk to our cat Mittens. At night when I'm sitting there having dinner, I'll look at him, and I'll talk to her, and I'll say, you know...
What do you say?
I don't say anything, but I'll talk soothingly to her, and she'll start closing her eyes like she's going to sleep, because she likes being talked to like that.
Would you like to talk to my bird?
What a couple of freaks. Oh, talk
Sammy,
to your bird.
Say hello.
You want to talk to my bird?
Say hello to my bird.
Sammy, how you doing?
Oh, God. So here's a woman that doesn't mind being called the B-I-T-C-H.
That is my macaw talking back.
Do you want to talk to my bird?
No, because I don't think you have one.
Oh, I do.
A macaw?
Right now, you're going to have to work your way up from the high heels. I think that in a lot of ways...
What in the hell that means?
Never mind.
I don't know,
okay.
Phil. She comes off with off-the-wall
things. She's pretty freaky. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Thank you
very much. God bless you, dear.
Bye.
1-800-449-8686. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. I just got to tell you, I've been a canine police officer for 13 years.
Yes, sir.
This woman is totally whacked out.
Oh, and you talked to the dog, too.
Yeah, I talked to the dog. Dog saved my life at least 10 times, lady.
A police
officer. Nothing wrong
with
talking to a dog once in a while. Maybe you should try it. And the reason you're so offended by the word bitch is because you're called a bitch by humans often.
Oh, a Philadelphia police officer speaking to me that way. Is that right?
I'm not a Philadelphia police officer. I'm not going to say where I am so I don't get in the jackpot with my sergeant.
Absolutely.
You got some problems, lady. There's nothing wrong with people who relate to animals.
Well, I will say this to you. As a police officer, I don't know about the safety of our community. If you're sitting there in the car with your arm around a dog and going...
They're not in the car with... How are they supposed to make the animal do what they want him to do, okay? Do you think the guy just, makes an eyebrow motion and the dog goes and does... You have to talk to the dog, don't you, sir?
Absolutely.
You
have to talk to the dog... You know, by the minute, when you're in a crisis situation, if I don't talk to that dog, then his instincts will take over. These dogs are trained to act on my voice and my commands. Of course you got to talk to the dog. This woman knows that.
Well,
she's
let me
trying
ask
to drum
you
up
a question. No,
let me ask you something,
yes,
lady.
Yes, go ahead.
Why did you go all the way from New York, from L.A., wherever you live, to New York to watch a dog show and then come back and get on the radio and rip all the people at the dog show?
I thought it would be interesting to go to the Westminster Dog Show. It is the most pronounced and profound dog show in the world.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I saw a great many beautiful animals. What disturbed me was the behind the scenes. And the kissy poo and all of the... I saw a woman talking to her dog. Okay?
Yeah. So what? Everybody sees people talking
to
the dog. What's wrong with that?
She was saying
Let
things...
Let me ask you something. If you got mugged on the streets of New York City while you were there...
Why did I call a dog? I tell you what, I call
a dog.
You dog
every 5 minutes and try to help you. Would you deny him the right to help you?
Oh, not at all. What I would do is I'd get on the phone and call the dog for help. Is that what you'd have me do?
No.
What's your dog's number?
Hey,
oh, my God.
This woman's a nutcase. You ought to get her off the air. She's
Margaret, I think, you know what? You are not a pet owner. You couldn't possibly have any affinity for animals if you don't understand. Do you love your cats?
I'm sorry?
Do you love your pets?
What do you mean, do I love them?
Do you love them? If you have a pet in the house, it is part of your extended family. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not sitting there going, moo, moo, baby, or whatever the hell these idiots do. No.
Hey, Phil, let me
They keep my feet warm.
They keep your feet... Yeah.
I have a Rottweiler that I've worked with for 6 years, and I do a lot of crowd control.
Is that a cat? What is that?
I don't have a cat, lady. I got a Rottweiler.
It's a He's an off a police...
Oh, the canine dog. All right. I didn't know what you were talking about.
It's a dog. And if I didn't speak to that dog, I've been in crowd control situations where you have to relate to the dog. I know this woman thinks I'm some kind of dogaholic nutcase because I talk to the dog.
Well,
but
you guys go out
speak
for drinks.
To that dog might bite somebody. That dog has never bitten somebody who, believe me, didn't deserve to be bitten. And some of them deserve to be bitten over and over again, but we get sued if we let them bite people over and over again. But this wacko, if she had any knowledge of animals or animal lovers, she'd understand why people have to communicate to their animals, especially people who have working dogs like I do.
Let me ask you a question. Are you allowed? Do you carry a gun in that state of mind?
Absolutely, I carry a gun.
Oh, my God.
And I've never shot anybody with it either.
He's a canine officer. He's used to handling animals. And
well, I saw these animals being... No cat would allow it.
We got it already about the cat. Thank you, sir. Thanks
you know
for your
what?
Call.
They're dogaholics and they're cataholics. She's obviously a cataholic, and she's got some bias against dogs. That's all.
I appreciate your call tonight, sir. Thanks very much. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll take a break. Margaret Gray on the line, who went to the Westminster Dog Show yesterday. Saw the winning dog, which was, a Cocker Spaniel, and behind the scenes saw some things that she doesn't particularly appreciate. People talking to their animals, people giving their animals cookies and talking to them, and she considers it aberrant behavior. But I don't think she sounds like anybody that likes animals. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talking about the, I thought we were going to talk about the New York Westminster Dog Show with Margaret Gray. We're talking about and vilifying here, Margaret, a group of people.
We are not vilifying, Phil. We are illuminating what I think is very, so I'm not on some campaign. I'm saying they can do whatever they want. But when I'm looking at these people, some of them, Phil, I mentioned the kissing and the hugging. Do you know that they build what they call dog houses for these creatures? So now we're building homes for the dogs. They have dog dishes with the name of the dog on the dog dish. I went over to one of these people. I said, do you really think your dog can read? And
oh, don't be ridiculous. The dog dish is more for the human being so that they know which dog, you know.
Which dog eats out of which dish? In other words, the human might eat out of it. Phil, listen to yourself. Think. Good God. These are people who have some kind of aberrant social training. Maybe they're all right. Maybe they're not. Do you think a dumb animal cares which dish it eats out of?
I don't think you get it, okay?
The dog doesn't read. The dog doesn't read. And I'm trying... And I'll tell you something. I put it in my column.
All right. Well, you made the point in your column. I just wonder, do you get any crank emails? People must just inundate you with stuff. Lockwood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. This is the funniest thing I've heard all week.
Oh, you think it's laughable?
I'm raising show dogs.
You
right?
You think it's laughable? Is that right?
I'm raising show dogs, ma'am.
You're raising what?
I raise dogs and I show them. And
well, what is with the invasive grabbing of the animal's
testicles? Because the judge has to find out whether he has two or not.
Oh, I see. Oh,
they are not allowed to be shown if they don't have two.
And why would they only have one?
Because some of them are born with only one.
How many men do you think are born that way?
Oh, who gives a rat's ass?
Well,
excuse me.
Excuse me, I don't think it's that prevalent. I think there's some
quite
fruit.
Prevalent.
I think it's freaky.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. It's quite prevalent in dogs to sometimes have...
What about
be
this?
A minorcas.
Do you think a cat would sit still for that?
I have a cat here sit still for that.
I'm sorry?
I have cats that'll sit still for loving there.
Excuse me, are you reaching under the cat's ass and grabbing a hold? What are you doing?
He's not grabbing a hold of it. He's just running his hand underneath it gently to see if the dog owns two. Calling bitches, bitches.
Oh, God.
I don't mind being called a bitch.
Oh, God.
I'm a proper bitch.
Oh, God.
I will say this about myself. And if you think there are people in the dog world that are weird, the Morgans have had dogs. They had great St. Bernard.
The Morgans?
Mrs. Dodge had dogs.
Who the hell is Mrs. Dodge?
Mrs. Dodge was a very wealthy, wealthy lady.
Let me ask you something, dear, okay?
The
Dodge. Do you like your sherry?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't drink.
You do? Mm-hmm.
Well, she said she didn't drink.
I used to. I abused the privilege.
Do you think... I think that cats have more self-respect. That's the only point that I'm saying.
Ma'am, dogs have self-respect, too. We have to talk to them in the ring to keep their attention.
And they have self-respect?
Certainly dogs.
Well, then why do they allow someone to grope them?
Because it's a necessary thing required by the rules of the dog show.
How do your dogs get over losing dog shows?
They don't care. I don't care either. It as fun.
Well, how can they be competitive if they don't care?
Because we're the human beings are the competitive ones.
Well,
not
the animal
dogs.
Needs to get into it as well. So how do you make them competitive?
You train them.
But do they care when all is said and done?
Oh, well, I think that bitch that won the garden last night cares.
Oh, my God, that word again. You just love using it, don't you?
It's a term we all use.
Oh, come
and
on.
And as I said to you, I'm a bitch myself, a proper bitch.
On wheels?
When it comes to people referring to my hobby as the way you are.
Well, I will tell you this, dear. I think the only way a dog is ever going to win a dog show is if he cares enough. And I don't see these animals caring.
A lot of them.
They look around, they look stupid, they got a dog bone hanging out of their mouth, they're chasing a ball. How can they care enough?
Because
when they're slobbering, there's slobber everywhere.
A dog.
What do you mean?
A dog show to do its business as a show dog. When it comes home, it's a house pet.
I think it's
sleeps on the couch.
I think it's a terrible comment that when you work so hard, give a damn.
Have you ever, ever owned a dog?
Well, I would not own a dog if it didn't care as much as I do.
Well, the dogs care. They care because they love you, and they will do for you what you want them
to do. But do they have that competitive fire?
Some of them do.
Do they get into that ring and they go, I'm going to kick some ass tonight?
Yes, if you watch.
We're talking about dogs here. They don't know. They're running around the ring. They're slobbering and they're...
Oh, listen to you checking in all of a sudden.
Well, I can't stand this any longer.
And certain breeds don't slobber.
And you let your dog sleep on the couch. What kind of respectable person lets a dog slobber all over the couch?
Well, first of all, my house is run for the comfort of my animals, and if you don't like it, you can leave, and that's what a sign says on my front door.
So does your dog have a little dish with his name on it, or do you leave that for the people? Madam, you
my
are a
my dogs
lunatic.
All have different colored dishes,
oh,
so I know
God,
who gets fed what.
Oh, my God, you're a lunatic.
No, I'm a dog person. I'm a dog person, and there's reasons for everything we do.
I think you should drink, dear.
No, ma'am.
Well,
because if I drank, I'd be dead, and then I wouldn't enjoy the dog show game.
Words.